watching Virginia turn red and orange, yellow, and all the fall colors. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
You don't really need to find out what's going on. You don't really want to know just how far it's gone. Just leave well enough alone. Eat your dirty laundry.
How many times have you heard me say the old Groucho Marx quip?
Kick 'em when they're up, kick 'em when they're down. Kick 'em when they're up, kick 'em when they're down.
I would never want to be a member of any club that would have me as a member. And I feel that way more this day than perhaps ever before, although it's always been that way. I have posted a lot of podcasts. I'm getting better. I'm getting better at getting podcasts up on a regular basis based on the work product of the Joe Thomas in the Morning program. And this weekend was a record setter in podcast downloads because you, though many of you were not in attendance with a radio on, heard tell or heard a rumor or heard a rumbling that we spoke with Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin. And this is the interesting subtext. You've heard the expression, will you believe me or your lying eyes? I don't know if any of you have ever dated or maybe married, been in some sort of relationship with somebody who in previous times had been in an abusive relationship. Follow me on this. Give me a second. Set this tone. If you've ever dated or married or been in any sort of relationship with somebody who in the past has been part of a gaslighting, abusive relationship, you understand kind of how my weekend went. Because I would tell people Glenn Youngkin isn't backtracking on mask mandates or anything like that. And twice over the weekend, which doesn't sound like a lot of times, but twice I said, but they said in Newsday, I said, well, listen to the podcast. Yeah, but Newsday said, I'm not even saying it. See, this is the difference. And it really, what is embarrassing about Newsweek, Newsweek magazine used to be an esteemed journalism pursuit. Now they've just taken to clickbait repostings of stories narrated by some quote-unquote journalist from WRIC in Richmond. So this journalist interviews Glenn Youngkin, some event. She caught up with him, and then she says, Glenn Youngkin says he's going to go back on mask mandates, and then plays a clip that has nothing to do with mask mandates, as far as I can tell. It has to do with following the law. Okay, where is Glenn Youngkin in your report, WRIC reporter, who I'm not going to name because that's what she wants. She wants the Bellamy notoriety, and I'm just not in the business of that anymore. So she goes on camera and says, yes, Glenn Youngkin says he's backtracking on his mask mandates, and then plays a clip where he never says anything of the kind. Then Newsweek, which used to be an esteemed bastion of journalism that used to send out their own reporters to do their own thing, just takes her story and reposts it. So I spend the weekend with people telling me, well, Joe, sure, that's what Glenn Youngkin told you, but did you read Newsweek? It was a facepalm Friday, it was a facepalm Saturday, it was a facepalm Sunday, and I hope to goodness that none of my email interactions with anybody belied the frustration I was starting to have with people who had listened to my interview with Glenn Youngkin from Friday morning and say, yeah, but Newsweek says he's backtracking on it. See, listen to the man. Here, all right, so unlike the WRIC reporter, I am not going to tell you what Glenn Youngkin said about mask mandates. I am going to play. What is going on here? What's that audio? Oh, yeah, can I take that down? I will just play Glenn Youngkin telling you his view on mask mandates from Friday morning's Joe Thomas in the Morning program.
I have three big principles. One, there should be no state government mandates. Two, that in fact people should not get fired from their job for not getting the vaccine. And finally, when it comes to parents know best for what's right for their kids when it comes to their education and their health. And therefore, I will rescind Executive Order 18 for state employees. They will not be mandated to wear masks or get vaccines. And I will appoint a new health commissioner, and we will rescind the public health order that requires kids K through 12 education to wear a mask in order to attend at both public and private schools.
And people heard this. People who, you know, like you, were listening to the radio show, people who I sent the link to, and I've seen the numbers, they're eye-popping. I think more people downloaded and listened to that podcast of that interview with Glenn Youngkin over this weekend than have listened to all the other ones I've posted this year so far, combined. Which is good, which means people are actually hearing him say the things rather than listening to some professor, and I call her that because she's professing to tell the story that has nothing to do with what actually was the story. And it is the saddest. This is exactly what they spent 4 years doing to Donald J. Trump, and yet, you know, we are so gaslit. We have such a case of kicked dog syndrome. That we expect to, you know, we almost covet the idea that our politicians, our elected officials are going to let us down because we're relying on them too much. Remember, politics has discovered, hey, if we go upstream from culture, we become the self-licking ice cream cone. I think this year, culture realized that politics had moved upstream from them and said, get back downstream from us where you belong. But it's been so long since we've been upstream from politics, it's almost like we don't want to be. We want Glenn Youngkin to be the flip-flopper that WRIC-TV, with assistance from Newsweek magazine, portrayed him to be. We want that. We feel better. We feel almost more normal when that's the case. And I just don't want us that way. I want to be that. I've dated plenty of people who have been in abusive relationships, and I want to be that healer. I want to be the person who says to you, no, there are people who just report the stories and let you decide what the stories say. But beyond that, less than Glenn Youngkin is Donald Trump. The press is treating Glenn Youngkin the same way they treated Donald Trump. They'll take Charlottesville. We ought to know this better than anyone. Where you excerpt, take some clip, and then you tell the rest of the world what you think the politician, elected official said.
Well, what is up with Trump? And Charlottesville.
Tune in for Black Friday specials on news and analysis all month long with guaranteed free delivery. Seville 1075 and 1260 WCH.
Joe Thomas in the Morning, fighting desperately this guilt by association. Yes, I work in the media, but don't compare me to all these quote-unquote journalists out there. And it is just one of those weekends where I'm like, you know, I could go open a hamburger food truck, call it the King of Burgers. I'm sure I'd get sued if Burger King, you know, had the time or the inclination. AJ is on the phone at 434-964-1075. Good morning, AJ. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. How about you, Joe?
I'm telling you, I just had a facepalm weekend all weekend long. It was just, I didn't know what to do. I mean, people would listen to the interview that I did with Glenn, listen to the answer, and then say, yeah, but Newsweek said this. I'm like, Newsweek didn't even do the story. They just retransmitted some hit piece. You know, and what made me sad is that this is exactly what they did for 4 years to President Trump. And they're just, they don't have him anymore, so they're, all right, well, let's get the next one. And maybe it's a cautionary tale. Maybe any Republican that wins any offices are going to have this happen to him. I don't know. But you know, I had a great weekend, got a lot of chores done getting ready for Thanksgiving, and I hope you did the same.
Yeah, sir. Well, I see it a different way. Like, I see it as, yeah, you're correct about the media being, you know, responsible for some of it. And they're always going to do that. But I also believe that the Republican Party, if you have a bunch of voters that expect their party to turn on them, then it's a whole lot easier for them to buy into that narrative.
That's exactly
what you, and I think things have changed where people are saying, hey, you're not going to do that. We're sick and tired of you getting in and telling us, hey, come vote for us. And we do that. And then as soon as you do, you go back on your promises. I mean, we heard that with, oh, we need the presidency. Okay, we gave you the presidency. Oh, we need the Senate. We give you the Senate. Well, now we need the House. And then you did nothing.
Yeah.
And that's, I think this is just a different day and people haven't realized that. And I saw so much on, you know, Facebook and, you know, the establishment Republicans just being upset, just being, I mean, absolutely beside themselves that people are questioning how he's going to govern. And I don't see that as a bad thing.
Oh, no, I don't see it as a bad thing, but tell the story as it is. I mean, what jumped off the TV screen when I saw this piece with WRAC was I said, this is classic. The reporter says something. This is what Glenn Youngkin said. And then plays a clip that doesn't back it up. And I said, oh, my gosh, here we go again. It's a, you know, and then that's why I reached out. I said, Glenn, we got to come on and tell me what's going on here and tell our listeners. So hopefully, I mean, that's getting out there. But you raise a great point. I mean, if it wasn't for the Paul Ryans and the Mitch McConnells for years doing this, we wouldn't buy it. We would have been like, oh, there you go again. But because Obamacare, for example, is still on the books, you're right. I think that's an amazingly prescient point, is that they've created this scenario by being those people.
Yeah, I mean, we expect it. I mean, there isn't a Republican voter out there that doesn't feel the same way I do. They're like, hey, we have been let down and let down and let down. And I don't think that, you know, the establishment Republicans, the party people have realized that the voters are sick of it. They are absolutely fed up with you telling us one thing and then doing another. And it's like Rush said, we don't want to compromise. We don't want to work with. We want to defeat the Democrat Party. They're toxic. They're against everything that you feel as an American every single day when you get up and go to work. And all the Republican establishment is, oh, well, we need to work with them so that they can go to their little cocktail parties and they can fit in and the news media can have them on and glorify them and, you know, and stroke their heads and tell them they're all such a good Republican. There's too many that want to do that. And, you know, the base of the party doesn't want anything to do with that. And I think it's a good thing that the voters are saying, okay, you know, we didn't just vote this time and go home and say, oh, we did a great thing. We're sitting here saying, okay, we did something.
Yep.
Now you do something. And I think that's really, they don't know how to handle that right now.
Well, and your point is, like I said, spot on. And we're going to have Todd Gilbert on later this week, either Tuesday or Wednesday, to talk about, you know, the legislative side of it as well. He's going to be the new House Speaker. And what they're going to do, exactly to your point, and the professional government media, the government, and I don't mean it as if they're a division of the government, but the media that makes their living covering government is so lost in this idea. It's like they're out there trying to find that sexy story that they can get clicks through to do that. And we reward that as well. So, you know, both parts have to happen, and we have to, you know, I think I said this to you last week, for all of this, we're still at 50-50. So there's a lot to hang our hats on. But I think also the primary in Virginia was the first, perhaps, salvo in the voters pushing back against that kind of Republican, because there were plenty of that kind of Republican in the primary for governor.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, but, you know, you could tell that the establishment was definitely behind Youngkin, and I think,
well,
you know,
after
as a
the
Republican
fact,
or
they were not for him. They were squarely in the Kirk Cox camp. The establishment people, go back and read all the endorsements for Kirk Cox's campaign for governor. Every member of the Virginia General Assembly endorsed him. So, you know, he was the Republicans' choice. And I don't even think he finished third. So, you know, I think this was the Virginia Republican grassroots saying, hey, we have a different idea.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, it just gets old when you go out there and you get behind these people and you vote for them and you wish them to do this and that and the other thing. And then they come along and, you know, and I just bring up Riggleman because he was the biggest surprise and the biggest, you know, charlatan that I've ever seen. I mean, once he found out he was losing, I mean, he turned total, you know, and he betrayed a lot of people that kind of believed in him, I believe.
Yeah, present company included. I mean, I keep getting called a moron with a microphone one more time. But, you know, yeah, and he loves to call people grifters. And I really, you know, feel like that's the classic. I'll call you a grifter so you don't realize I'm actually the one on the grift. But I got to run, AJ. I got news coming up here. You have a blessed morning. If I don't talk to you before then, happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Joe. Happy
locally sourced, hand-picked, and craft-roasted news every morning with Joe Thomas in the morning and all day on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.